two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock, KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Bright sunshine is 77 degrees. KSL's top story this hour, the Texas school shooting.
We are better than this as a country. We are better than this.
That is the mayor of Uvalde this afternoon as we learn new details about the attack on Robb Elementary School. Our coverage begins with Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, we now know the shooter used an AR-15 to kill 19 children and two teachers at Robb Elementary School, all of them in one classroom. Another 17 people were also wounded. Speaking just minutes ago, President Biden repeated his call for action to stop gun violence.
The idea that an 18-year-old can walk into a store and buy weapons of war designed and marketed to kill is, I think, just wrong.
We learned at a news conference this afternoon the gunman warned in online messages sent minutes before the attack that he had shot his grandmother and was going to shoot up a school. Texas Governor Greg Abbott calls the 18-year-old a demented person.
It goes beyond, seems to me, a mental health issue. That is the sheer face of evil itself.
The gunman's classmates at Uvalde High School say that he recently exhibited unusual behavior, such as threatening fellow students and claiming to have cut scars into his face. A shouting match interrupted that news conference where Abbott and other Texas officials were updating the public. Democratic candidate for governor Beto O'Rourke stood up, pointing blame at Governor Abbott.
This is on you until you choose to do something different. This will continue to happen. Somebody needs to stand up for the children of this state, or they will continue to be killed.
And on Capitol Hill, FBI Director Christopher Wray telling senators that the nation has been shaken by the shooting. He also says lone wolf actors represent one of the Bureau's biggest threats.
I hate the fact that we even have to talk about hardening our schools, but it is a reality that that they have become targets.
Wray says they are seeing a blended hodgepodge of extremist ideologies. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
This Texas shooting came a little more than a week after the racially charged attack at a Buffalo supermarket. ABC News Justice correspondent Pierre Thomas says the number of mass shootings where four or more people are killed is on the rise.
Last year, according to the FBI, there were 60 active shooter incidents. That's nearly four times as many as there were in 2013. As far as mass shootings, we've seen a spike tied to the pandemic. In 2019, there were 417 mass shootings. By last year, the number had jumped to 693. Something dangerous is happening, and the numbers tell the story.
The FBI numbers came out just a day before the shooting in Uvalde. The man in the middle appears to be leaning toward gun control this afternoon. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia says it's time to pass practical gun control measures. The moderate senator says if we can't get there, it might be time to get rid of the filibuster.
Filibuster should not be needed at all to be even talking about throwing out the one tool that we have that gets us, that keeps us working and at least talking together. Without that, we've got nothing.
If Democrats do get rid of the filibuster, it would only take 51 votes to make a new law instead of the current 60 votes in the Senate. This afternoon, Utah State Senator Derek Kitchen is proposing a law that would raise the age for buying a gun in Utah from 18 to 21. Senator Kitchen says the reasoning for his bill is simple. If you can't buy alcohol, why should you be able to buy a gun? The legislature wouldn't consider the Democrats' bill till next January. Parents all over the country are having difficult conversations with young kids about school safety. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz asked some experts how to broach the subject. Let's go live to Lindsay as our coverage continues from the 24-hour news center. Lindsay?
Yeah, Jeff, first, child mental health experts say it's really important to keep things age-appropriate. But first, you can ask your kids questions like, what have you heard about this? And then let them talk.
Having a structured conversation, but letting it be as long or as short as they need it to be.
That's Danya Marie Allerton, with the Huntsman Mental Health Institute. Kids are also sponges, meaning they absorb your energy. So reassurance, including physical touch, is something they can never get too much of.
Help them recognize and regulate their feelings about it.
For younger kids, Allerton says limit details and their exposure to media. Reporting live, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 305. We have a bizarre story this afternoon. One of the co-founders of the Salt Lake FanX has been arrested. Brian Brandenburg was handcuffed in Hawaii. Federal authorities accuse him of threatening to blow up several Salt Lake City buildings, including the mayor's office, the courthouse, and the temple. Police say the threats were all hoaxes. No devices were ever placed. And we'll have more coming up after 3:30 here on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. 3:05, Ricky Meese is here. So, do we have a rush hour this afternoon?
We already have a couple of problems being reported. One was an accident on I-15 near Bangor Highway in Draper. Also called out a single vehicle crash with possible injuries westbound I-80 near 5600 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. One more item. Police believe an overnight fire in Wyoming was deliberately set. It damaged a building that was being renovated to house a new abortion clinic. They're trying to ID a possible suspect seen running away from the building early this morning. The fire damaged a building under renovation in Casper, Wyoming, the state's second biggest city. It was supposed to open next month. It's 3:06 at KSL.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.